sounding good.
Well, I feel pretty good. My voice is still a little cracked, but you know, whenever I go down the mountain road of any kind of an illness. So, is Tennessee going to check in with us tonight?
Yeah, I'll check in. I don't really have anything prepared or anything to say, but I'll come up with something. You know, I'm almost blind, so I can't read too well.
Well, John, that's not necessary to just be a part of it and commenting on articles is just perfect. So I put you down, just in number one. I've got you as number two. I threw myself in as number three. Maybe, just maybe, Jeff, we are going to have an interesting guest participant.
Yeah, roger, roger, Bob. Yeah, I was already anticipating the event.
All right, well, I am ready, and I know it's a little early, so I'll get back to John.
Okay, well, we got R.O.Q. Larry's in there. He said he was just going to listen, but he was kind of concerned about the sound of his radio. But actually, Larry's radio sounded pretty good. Jesse kind of talked him into backing out of the mic a little bit. And Larry's in there. You might holler at him later on in the net. N4XYC.
All righty, well, just for Jeff's benefit, I put Larry down as number four. I'll make him yellow and listening, but I'll put him as number four if you want to stop by and give him a shout.
Roger, roger.
Thank you, Bob. I'm taking care of my mother. She's having a bad night, so I won't be able to say a whole lot unless she falls off to sleep. But anyway, I always enjoy the net and thank you guys for running it ahead of time. And for our rookie.
All right,
number
Larry,
five, N2IRJ.
Taking care of a parent is just such a challenging thing to do, and you have been doing it for such a while. I reach out and say, you know, thank you from up above.
Yeah, I heard somebody else throw their call in. Come on in.
Thank you. This is Marty in Central New Jersey. The person Bob and Larry and others were anticipating might show up. So I'm here, Marty, N2IRJ. I guess I'll be number five. I was here early, too. Paul, the recording person, wanted me to start with some CW. I said I would, but I guess I won't this particular time, but maybe in the future. Over.
Yeah, well, good evening, Marty. My name is John, and my call is N4XYC. Kind of hard to catch the first time around. X-ray Yankee Charlie, N4XYC. That's not a vanity. That's what the FCC gave me. And I'm outside of Chattanooga, Tennessee, and you have a great signal into Tennessee tonight. Over.
Thank you, John. I'm really glad you're here. I've heard you before on the recordings that Paul recorded. And speaking of people down in Tennessee there, early in the week I was speaking to a person there. I'm trying to think of the call sign. He sent me a wonderfully long email. I love it. I need to reply. It's W4TZB. He's a LibertyNet supporter. And speaking of LibertyNet supporters, a few days ago, I went up and down the band a little, just to sort of limp this radio back to life. It hasn't been used in years. And I spoke to W6GLH, Rob in Colorado, who is a LibertyNet supporter. He used to hear us from California, even. He's now in Colorado. And then there's Gary down on 3983 kilohertz. K0MDR. He was in Kansas, again, a LibertyNet supporter, and I told him about our website, LibertyNetRadio.org, and then Doug, KD9FJU, He's in Indiana, but he was down on 3945 KC. So without even trying, all of these Liberty Net supporters just popped up in my face. And according to my wife, who keeps track of these things, she looked at my QRZ.com page and went up by something like 80 people after I was on for about 3 hours the one night. So I think a lot of people are lurkers on 3995. They really look forward to hearing the people on the Liberty Net. So thank you, John. And N4XYC, C as in camel, N2IRJ.
Yeah, okay, Marty, real good. Well, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, and it is time for the Liberty Net. And I'm going to turn it over to Robert and Jesse, N4XYC.
Very good, guys. Appreciate it. And good evening, Mr. Marty. Wow. I envy you so bad right now. The sound of your radio is just superb, sir. So whatever you're doing, keep it up.
Thank you. I worked hard on it for several days to get it back to this way.
Well, I think you succeeded. Hey, well, very good. Mr. Marty, thank you for joining us tonight. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it is 2204. That's 10:04 here on the East Coast. I am KG4ZXC out of the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania calling CQ Liberty Netters. And we're taking check-ins. Anyone I can copy or anyone else out there, good evening.
Jesse, I got Mark is down at number 5 and Laura is number 6. Back to you.
Okay, roger, roger. I'm monitoring everything you're doing.
Oh, I see you. Thank you. And I see Gary's there, so I'll type in him in while you go reach out to him.
Okay, let's see. Mr. Gary, good evening, sir. Do you copy my station down here, KG4ZXC?
Roger, Jesse, I got you. WB2JAX, it's a lot of noise here, but we're doing okay.
Hey, roger, roger. I should say over here because I'm west of you. But, yeah, it is a little noisy at times, but you're coming across it okay.
Yeah, I was on 7.2, what the heck was I on? 279, and the signal, the propagation is horrible earlier, so I'm hoping we can get through the net without too much trouble. KG4ZXNFC, WB2JAX on the Jersey Shore, Point Pleasant.
Okay, roger, roger, Gary, and thank you for being here tonight, WB2JAX. Who else is out there? Anyone else? Calling CQ Liberty Netters. This is KG4ZXC for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Calling CQ. Anyone else would like to join us? Your call sign, please. Well, it's filling up slowly, but it's sounding like the band may be pretty good tonight. So good to have everybody here so far. This is KG4ZXC. I'll do one last call before we start the net. Anyone else would like to check in? Call now. Okay, hearing nothing. Mr. Roberts, I'm going to send it over to you to open the net, sir.
All righty, I will be happy to, Mr. Jesse. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974, founded by the late Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the ArabNet, the gold Liberty thought standard. Go to LibertyNetRadio.org, LibertyNetRadio.org. Don't go to the other domains because your eyes will be burned from possible pedophilia. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, let me read the first verse of the national anthem. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight or the ramparts we'd watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof tonight that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave, or the land of the free and the home of the brave, ending in a question mark? With that being said, let me give it back to our host tonight, which is Mr. Jesse, KG4, ZX Tennessee.
Hey, very good, Bob. All right, stand by one second. Okay, let's see if I can do this again. I completely forgot I did not have that button pushed. All right, good evening, everybody. This is KG4ZX, and I see I am Jesse out of the Fraud State of Pennsylvania, your host for this Wednesday night Liberty Net. Good to hear everybody in there. It is awesome to know that we have the people out here that's actually listening in, the shortwave listeners. God bless everybody for being here. Well, anyway, let's see. I was going to open up the night with something different off, but I did not have the right paper in front of me to do so. So I'm going to start off with just something I wanted to open up the night with. But first of all, let me say this. Good to have Mr. Marty in here tonight into IRJ. That's Mr. Marty, ladies and gentlemen, our net manager. A blast from the past, if I do say so myself. It is good to have Mr. Marty back with us, and he's on the air. And Miss Laura, his lovely wife, into JTT. So thank you guys for being here tonight, and you don't have to struggle through the SDR. KG4ZXC, Mr. Marty, would you like to have anything you want to open up tonight with?
I don't have a script prepared per se, but I've read people's emails, and they were kind enough to give me information. I could comment briefly on that. Maybe on the Saturday Liberty Net, I could say even more. Maybe read the whole darn email from Nyssa, K4HZY. She was explaining how everything that the Liberty Netters were contending a year ago has come to be official, even though I think it was official before that, because it was on the Liberty Net, and we analyze and twist everything five ways to Sunday. It has to do with the COVID-19 shot. I refuse to call it a vaccination because that has to reach a higher level of scientific and legal scrutiny to have that stamp. For example, it prevents a person from being a fomite, and you stay a typhoid Mary, and you can give it. In fact, one person writing in was a ham radio operator from Michigan who said he never had the so-called jab, but his friend did, and his friend was of the Biden mentality, saying that it protects you, and once you have the jab, you can't convey it to anyone else. Well, this person stayed in his room, and his friend came over and conveyed it to him because he got COVID-19 a month after the shot. It should have worked if the people hard selling it were correct, but they're not correct. And I have a plethora of examples of that. Also, the shot in itself causing a horrible reaction right at the scene, to the point of where the paramedic squad was almost called in. And the person ended up being sick on their back. This was a person of fame, some, I don't know, newscaster or something that's already in the person already in the public eye. And I don't follow that, so I don't know exactly who. But there's so many examples, even here in the Liberty Net, W1WCR. He had his problems, but I kept close contact. And after he took the jab, he went downhill really fast within 2 weeks. And he went down, and then maybe a couple of days of stabilization partially, and then down, down, down in the typical way. It hit the heart. It inflates the heart for some people and expands it. It swells up the heart. And then, of course, he had that, and, of course, the lungs. It homes in on the lungs. So maybe on Saturday I'll read the whole article, but I liked it because the person who wrote it had brains and requested the medical data from the laboratory, and it was sent to me, and it shows about 11 entities that are tested, from the common cold to distemper from animals, and it showed that he had the common cold, but nonetheless, he was told to quarantine, and he was written down as a COVID-19 victim because that's where the money is. Oh, there's so much corruption involving that. And even in car accidents, a few have been put in the official record as being COVID-19 related, and then they got more money and more recognition. And it's really an overinflated number. The regular flu kills about 80,000 people per year. Here we've disrupted the entire world economy to the point of where I can't get wood to board the side of my house, or roof shingles, or sheet metal for my HVAC system. It took 3 weeks to order it in. We live in a fourth world country, maybe? Yeah, it sounds like it. We skipped over third world. So you have to take into consideration the big picture of everything that is impacted. And apparently, the United States is in the middle. There are certain countries like England whereby they are saying that they're just going to let it run its course. Up in Canada, they are ultra-socialistic, and they're quarantining everybody at the drop of a hat. Even people with letters from credible physicians saying they have autoimmunity for having had the illness, and they also have an immune system compromise where they should not be jabbed with the experimental vaccine. I shouldn't say that word, vaccine, by the way, it's experimental medical procedure. And get the Canadians, send them back to the United States. You're not even allowed to be in the country. That's how fanatical they are. So that is my piece for now, and I will say that the people listening tonight might wonder, who the heck am I? I haven't been around for some time. And fortunately, Jesse and Bob have taken the duties to be net control for Libertians during that time. And KO4FE is a backup. Well, little by little, I would like to resume my original duties and recordings, but it can't be done by one person alone. I tried pulling that off for about 8 years, and it is overwhelming. Yes, I get sick too, and also burnout. I used to do all the recordings, and not anymore. Paul Schar is doing them, recording them from an online SDR radio, and he does a better job than most people would. Of course, being online, those SDRs aren't nearly as good as a real one. I'm transmitting to you from a real one, and I used to do all of the recordings posted on libertynetradio.org. The day might come where I'll be able to do it again, and we'll have perhaps two or even more. Everyone helping out from a different location might hear signals not heard at any one particular site, so you can end up hearing everything if you're interested enough. With that, back to you, Jesse, from Marty in Central New Jersey, N2IRJ.
Hi, very good, Marty, and appreciate you being here tonight. It's good to hear you back on the air, so thank you for that. Hey, this is KG4ZXE, clear with N2IRJ, Mr. Marty out of New Jersey, or I'm not sure, but I'm assuming. Anyway, let's see, going down the list, it actually would have started with me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have a whole lot I want to start off the net with. Exactly. So I want to bring this to everybody before I forget. You know, PayPal shut off gateway pundits from doing any business with PayPal. And, I'm going to get into this other article later. But PayPal, at the same time, right at New Year's, right, I think it was New Year's Eve, canceled Gateway Pundits. So Jim Hoff and the ownership of Gateway Pundits is going to have to be funded through direct checks and money orders, it looks like. And also, not only did PayPal give them the boot, but there was another company that, Twitter, Jack Dorsey. Hey, you know, guys know Jack Dorsey? He's that Twitter goofball. Well, he's canceled every account that Gateway pundits also had.
So can you say, Tierney, it is upon us, free speech is being took?
And it's being took at every level. Are you going to be next? This is what we got to deal with right now, ladies and gentlemen, because it's upon us, and we better wake up and see it for what it's worth and start retaliating now and do the pushback, because these people will not stop. You can dream off in your little world all you want, but they will not stop until they get all Trump supporters and every conservative out here. Keep your Father God. This is KG4ZXC for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and that's my input. So let's see. let me go down here to the logger and find out that Mr. John, N4XYC, KG4ZXC. Take it away, John. What you got to add tonight?
You bunch of assholes, idiots. That's what you guys are online.
Well, okay, Jesse, from Tennessee, N4XYC. You know, today is January the 5th, and we're rolling up on the one-year anniversary of the Trump rally in Washington, and then I don't know what you call it, a number of people entered the Capitol, and you know, there's a lot of documentation and a lot of proof that there were about 300 people there that were not Trump supporters, and it was some people have been identified as BLM, and some people have been identified as Antifa, and then there is some speculation that many of those people were federal agents of the different alphabet agencies. So tomorrow is the anniversary, and remember and pray for those people that were arrested and given no rights and just thrown into a Washington D.C. prison. It's terrible the way they were treated, and you know, they all laugh at the guy that had his body was painted up and he had the horns on his head and all of that. You know, that man was clearly mentally ill. There's no doubt about it. Anytime there's some sort of protest in Washington, D.C., a number of those people that show up for those things are clearly mentally ill people. So even pray for him. You know, I hear that he's been in solitary confinement for over a year. And let's see what else. You know, I did hear some things about the shooting. That was the lady was a veteran of the United States Air Force, 14-year veteran, and she was the one that was shot in the hallway coming through a divider, a partition. And I heard one story, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard that the Capitol police officer that shot her, actually, he was aiming the pistol at her, and he had his finger on the trigger, which we know you don't do. And he turned his head and he looked backwards at some people behind him, and the pistol went off. And so I don't know if there's much to that. I don't know if he accidentally shot her. I can't imagine somebody, a police officer, a trained federal police officer, to just pull a pistol and shoot a woman coming. She looked like she was crawling through a window or something. And but anyway, tomorrow is a one-year anniversary of that. And the Democrats have really shown their true colors, that they're an authoritarian Marxist regime with the way that they put together this commission. And it's all Democrats, and then they got a few Trump-hating Republicans in there. So I'm just reading off some notes. And so pray for those people that are still in jail. and in solitary confinement. It must be terrible torture. So that's a year ago today. All right, N4XYC, back to net control.
Yeah, they should be there for the rest of their life. Trump should be in prison, too.
All right, thank you, John. Appreciate that. And N4XYC, KG4ZXC, and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Thank you for that, sir. Appreciate your input and your great comments. So out of Tennessee, it's Mr. John. Thank you, sir. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm Jesse, KG4ZXC, out of the voted fraud state of Pennsylvania here in the Alleghenies. Let's see, Mr. Robert, it comes down to you, K8JOY. Come on in, sir.
Good evening to everyone. KG4ZX in the C. Thank you for running the Great Liberty Net. Let me start off by saying, let's go, Brandon. And our fine president made a comment yesterday on the news. Was it yesterday or today? That 2020 is going to be a good year. So that is great news. Only problem is, it is 2022. Well, that's just a minor problem. Anyhow, I'm going to open up with kind of a personal article. It's from The Blaze. Illinois policewoman's heartbreaking plea for her life. The a disarmed Illinois police officer desperately begged for her life before a heartless thug executed her with her own firearm. Sergeant Marlene Ratemic, 49, was murdered in cold blood on December 29th as she and Officer Taylor Bailey investigated a noise complaint in the Bradley area motel. Bailey was hospitalized after being shot during the attack and is fighting for his life. Oops, I got the page upside down, sorry. Authorities arrested 25-year-old Darius Sullivan and 26-year-old Alexandria Harris in connection with the incident. Let me just let you know that the two suspects are black individuals, but of course we're not going to get all crazy about that because it's, again, black killing officers. Racism is being kept alive in this country because of the Democratic liberals. We are pretty much past it, but the only time we hear race being used, example, Lieutenant Bard from the Capitol Police was black, and he killed a white veteran. Not a big deal to the news. Had Lieutenant Bard been a white police officer and Ashley Babbitt been black, it would be front page this day to the year. So, again, it's fed by the media. It's not the people's normal way of thinking. Jim Rowe, Kawasaki County State Attorney, is pushing for federal officials to consider the death penalty. I'm sorry, but you shouldn't have to consider for the death penalty for both Sullivan and Harris if convicted, because Illinois does not perform executions. Ratemic and Bailey were responding to a noise complaint at the Comfort Inn parking lot in Bradley, where dogs in a car were said to be barking loudly. According to the Kansas City Star, the police team determined the vehicle belonged to Harris and were directed to their room. The officers knocked and identified themselves. After about 14 minutes, she said that they came out, tried to stop Ratemic and Bailey from entering the room and arresting Sullivan, who had several warrants for his arrest. As the officers told Harris to move out of the way, Sullivan allegedly appeared with a 9mm loaded pistol with a magazine drum in his hand. He then reportedly shot Bailey in the head before opening fire on Ratemic, striking her once. She escaped down the hall to call for police. Harris then reportedly chased the officer to engage her in the struggle. Sergeant Ratemic was pleading with them just to leave. They don't have to do this when they put two rounds in her neck. In her neck, as they stood over her. He and Harris then reportedly fled the scene and went on the run until investigators closed on the suspect later in the week. The pair were arrested in a home in North Manchester, Indiana. Again, it is two blacks that attacked a police officer I do not know the color of the officer, but from her name, I'm saying she's the most likely a white female, and they executed her. This thuggery in this country, white and black, but the thuggery in this country is out of control. Just on New Year's Eve, in just north of my city, a white 25-year-old Cleveland police officer was carjacked and shot in the back twice by an 18-year-old black female. The news media made nothing of it because, again, a black female shot and killed a white law enforcement officer. We have got to stop the crime and the hatred that is going on in this country. It is out of control, and the only way to stop it is put these people in prison and execute murderers. That's the only way you're going to stop it. It's just totally out of control. California's out of control. New York is out of control. Every state is having their problems. And it's because of this whole George Floyd, and everybody's afraid to act because the media will crucify you when you do your job. With that being said, Mr. Jesse, I'm going to give it back to you. KG4ZX in the C, KHAOY.
All right, thank you, Bob, and appreciate that article. Wow, that's just blowing. And you're right, the evil that we have in this world is just unacceptable. I mean, you know, people go out of their way to hinder free speech, to just being just, you can't stand this particular neighbor. It is ungodly what's going on, Bob. Well, thank you, sir. Great signal, by the way. Still solid 25 to 30 over S9, so good signal, Bob. Thanks for being here. All right, moving on down the list. Let's see. Mr. Larry, N4ROQ is in monitoring mode. Listening mode, I should say. And typically, let's see, Larry is not normally there. Okay, I got my place again. Mr. Marty, into IOJ. Come on in.
Into RJ, Central New Jersey. I'll comment to John that I too have some visual impairment, and I've gone through some other medical problems too. Maybe later in the roundtable you can tell me what medication you're on. It was a anti-inflammatory, and I could use every non-steroidal anti-inflammatory in the book. A couple times they gave me Madrigal packs. But if you use them more than about 5 to 4 times per year, it could end up creating problems like diabetes and sight problems and you name it. You know, no doubt already know about that if you have inflammation. And regarding what Bob said, yeah, it's an outrage and then some as to the lack of truth that is out there distorting reality to the point of making people who aren't scientifically minded and logically minded have a total bubble reality, a fake reality that they live within. Oh, back to John. What you said that Larry's signal is okay. Actually, it's not quite okay. Earlier in the week, it was very bad. So we made 2 improvements. We changed microphones and we got them on frequency. So he's good enough to be on Liberty Net tonight. And hello, if you're listening, Larry. And for ROQ, it's admirable that you're taking care of your elderly mother tonight. And when you're able to, I hope you can make it back to Liberty Net, maybe Saturday. The black and white fake news is just beyond disgusting. It's so old. And what you said, Bob, too, about Biden welcoming us to have a great 2020 to come, yeah, he's only a couple years off. Yes, senility at the presidential level is not a good thing. And I will say that it's time for me to return it to Jesse KG4ZXE, whose signal has
drastically improved from a few days ago. I'm glad we tested it a few days ago because it was just about the noise level. Right now you're giving me a 10 over S9 and the noise floor is S6 at my location. So I'm hearing you very well. Take it away, Jesse.
Okay, thank you, Marty. And, well, yeah, I wasn't running the afterburner, so, yeah, it makes a big difference for sure. All right, N2IRJ, also say hello to Miss Laura for me, and good to talk to you. Great to hear you on the net again. So, thank you, Mr. Marty. Let's see, Mr. Larry, if you're in there, say hello to Mom, and I hope she's doing well also. So, Mr. Larry, thanks also for being here. Miss Laura, N2JTT, yeah, I just mentioned you. Thanks for being on the logger tonight. Good to have some other comments going on. And, oh, yeah, by the way, don't forget, you can always drop by libertynetradio.org. Be careful what you type, guys. Be careful. Things work out there beyond your control. But anyway, LibertyNet Radio is where the recordings are going, and we're going to try to start making some recordings a little better and maybe have some multiple recordings here in the future from different SDRs. So maybe that will work out. But check us out. It's always good to get on also on the net logger here. If you feel like getting in the chat room, if you shortwave listeners out there got the ability to also get in there, net logger, you can get in there and type in a message from one of us net controllers, so we could maybe voice your opinion on the air as well. Let's see, Mr. Gary. WB2JAX out of beautiful New Jersey. Well, what's left of it? Mr. Gary, come on in. It's your turn, and give me a quick comment, though. How well are you copying Marty?
Thank you. At least, so how am I doing? Well, I have you at least 20 to 25 S units, so you're doing a great job.
Okay, very good. Nothing really to say here except I wanted to, I did want to say something about vitamin D. Everyone should be taking vitamin D, 10,000 units. It's there's no risk. There's plenty of benefit. It has a lot of important activity with the cells of your body to keep them healthy and your immune system. And everyone should just buckle down and grab a bottle of that stuff. And because you really can't get anywhere in this country right now a good amount of vitamin D from the sun. You need to get it from food source or stored it in your body. So I'm urging everyone to do their best. That will keep you healthy. 10,000 at least. You might want to even load up with 50,000 if you think you're low right now. Back to you, Jesse. KJ4 Zulu X-ray Charlie K1YW.
Hey, very good, great. And you're sounding great. So thanks for being here tonight, and it's good to hear you again. Yeah, I was going to mention something about vitamins, Liberty Net, but I got so many pages bookmarked, it's hard to get on track of what you really want to talk about sometimes. But yeah, vitamin D is a good thing. Even if you don't get out a couple hours a day and enjoy the sunlight, it will help. So yeah, good thing, good stuff. Thanks, Greg. K1YW out of Massachusetts, out of Pocahontas land. Let's see. Do we have any other check-ins? Kilowatt Bravo 3, Echo Tango. Papa Echo Tango. Okay, very good. Let me see. I'm waiting for the logger to populate here. And once it does, I'll be able to lock you in. Give me your name and location, sir.
Name is Bob Bravo, Pennsylvania.
Roger, roger. Where's that at?
Southwest corner.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm up above you here. I'm up here close to Dubois.
Dubois. Okay, you're close to my
Yeah, roger that, sir. Good to have you on board, sir. KB3PET. Well, come on in. You're at the bottom of the list, so you got any comments you would like to make before we move to the top?
No, sound all right. This is a 350
together about
3 hours.
Well, I wouldn't have known it if you wouldn't have told me, but it sounds great.
I think, Marcus, I went to the Shore 444 that you got.
Well, very good. It's doing a great job. Well, very good. What do you go by, Swan or Bob?
Well, my nickname is Swan Bob because for years I thought I was Bob Steiner, Roger.
Okay, I just didn't want to be, I didn't want to throw anything out there that will offend anybody, but thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Anything else before we move on?
No, I'm going to live for this for a little while tonight.
Yeah, Roger, did you say Amazon?
Yeah,
One more time.
I'm going to put the blue screen there, Roger.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to see that because I'm always looking for a great place to get vitamins and all, especially the liquid vitamins. They seem to help everybody out really well, too. All right, well, thanks, Bob, and I appreciate you being here tonight. Sounding great.
I think Swan Bob is saying Weiner Wellness Clinic.
Say again, Marty. I'm sorry, I almost got you.
Oh, he's typing it now, but I think he was saying Weiner Wellness Clinic.
Roger, roger.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, your rig is sounding good. And let me just say that, Greg, I wanted to phone you, and I am so glad that you showed up here. You're staying a consistent 8.5 S units. My noise level is 6. Jesse, you made it up to an 18 over S9 before I gave you a lower report. There's low QSB going on. And Greg, he sent me an ozone generator, a brand new, beautiful, good one. And I placed it inside the wall so the ozone would fill up the cavities of the house and destroy the mold that accumulated when the house became wet. And I'll have you know that one treatment of 24 hours with my body out of the house, and Laura's too, for Christmas, it cleaned it up. But I don't trust just one application. I did it again on New Year's for another 24-hour period when we were out of the house visiting friends. And it's off right now, and people coming at us say they can't smell a thing. It really, really works. And also, if that's not enough, Greg was kind enough to send me a Fluke 87, Roman numeral 3, so that I could check my wall outlets. Apparently, I had a lightning strike here, and only half the house has electricity. And Jesse, just so you know, Laura has been coming back and forth from the bedroom. On the chat room, people are saying to say hi, and I think Bob made her number 6, and his mind, probably he was thinking sex. But anyway, back to you, Jesse, N2IRJ.
Hey, very good. Yeah, I'm trying to keep up with the logger myself, but like I said, I got the wrong pair of glasses on tonight. I'm kind of having to lean into the screen to focus sometimes. Hey, well, very good. Hey, Bob, let's see, KJY, there's something I wanted to add, and I'll pack it in the logger for next go-round. So just look for it. Hey, let's see, we're back at the bottom of the list, and thank you, Mr. Marty, for that. And let's see, do we have any other late check-ins?
Hey, Jesse, did you get Mr. Flint on the air, too?
Yes, he was short and sweet, I believe, this go-around.
Okay, I just was checking.
Let me make sure, Flint, did I miss you by any chance?
Okay,
that's about 6 in front of you, so stand by and we'll get back around.
So,
thanks, Clint.
Is CKCATHR?
Correct.
Thanks, Bob.
The in and out station, give me that call one more time.
N8 ending in EQ, but I missed the full suffix in West Virginia.
Tim, give me that call one more time. I'm handwriting in the meantime. Okay, Tim, yeah, sorry about that. I wrote your name down as Tim, and I got your call now. Okay, we'll check you in and out, sir, and... yeah, if you got anything you want to add and throw in there, don't hesitate to jump back in there. So, N8, Kilo Lima, Quebec, out of West Virginia. Thanks for being here. All right,
This is KG4ZXC, and I guess that we're going to roll back to the top of the list here, ladies and gentlemen. So this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. See, I wanted to shift gears a little bit. I was hoping Mo would be in here tonight so I could give him a little bit of report on the voter fraud that's been going on in this country. This is off of Gateway Pundits, which I am a contributor to, and InfoWars as well. And I do buy my vitamins off of InfoWars, too, sometimes, to support Alex Jones on his InfoWars and Prison Planet. So a great place to get your substitute. Anyway, Gateway Pundits, huge Georgia ballot trafficking whistleblower admits to making $45,000 for stuffing ballot boxes. Just one of the 242 traffickers, hundreds of thousands of ballots, they say. So, let's see. For all you people following the voter fraud, well, Bonavich in Arizona is letting us down. The only one that looks like he's doing his job is the election official and the sheriff's department up in Wisconsin. But anyway, this is from, let's see, where the heck is it from? All right, it's this Georgia, that's right. Because there's so many controversial election frauds going on right now with so much of it. They and the mainstream media still refuses to report it. Well, anyway, this story goes into this. The Georgia ballot trafficking whistleblower reported and admitted to making $45,000 for stuffing ballots from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. So, yeah, you pay me $45,000, I would think about doing it, but I'd direct you out in the morning after I got the cash. But, and unfortunately, I was not part of that crowd. But anyway, in the morning, he was just one of 242 alleged ballot traffickers identified by the True the Vote investigation. There is possible possibility of hundreds of thousands of ballots that were stuffed into the ballot boxes in Georgia. Radio host John Frederick went on a C-Bannon at the War Room, and that was on Wednesday morning after news broke late last night that the ballot traffickers had started talking in Georgia after he was paid thousands of dollars stuffing the ballot boxes in a massive ballot harvesting scheme. So, you know, all you people that want to get out here and deny that Trump won, and Trump is our president, ladies and gentlemen, just by the pure percentage. Because this creepy Joe, he did not win this. Anyway, I'll keep it short. This is a total game changer, John Frederick, and here's the bottom line, he says. You can ballot harvest in Georgia. What turned this around is that whistleblowers in Georgia came forward. On the tape, they identified 240 of the same people going around and stuffing ballot drop boxes between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. And they were emptying backpacks out and were dropping 50 to 100 ballots per drop box. This is totally illegal. And guess who's involved in this? Jack, not Jack Dorsey, but Zucker, Facebook guy, Zuckerberg, yeah, I'll get right here in a minute. I hate even talking about him, but he's a piece of crap. He added all these drop boxes all over the country. Anyway, here's the bottom line right now. The whistleblowers that came forward because the allegedly his mom said that they were doing this wrong and you need to be honest about it and own up. So he paid $10 per ballot and he made $45,000 between November 3rd runoff. Two elections he made. So there, do the math, ladies and gentlemen. He says, he also says that the average payout was around $40,000 for doing all these ballot stuffing. There were also 240 people at the same one over and over at the same car involved in it, and they're doing it, and the math here. So, and they also have it on video. So, they're talking about millions of ballots, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, let me unkey real quick, KG4ZXC. So all you Electro Fraud followers, that is my news for tonight. This is KG4ZXC in the Wilmington Fraud State of Pennsylvania, moving back down to the logger, and that was my comment for this round. Mr. Bob, it goes over to you. Your index, KXJOY. Take it away. I'm sorry, I told you my glasses are blurry, but thank you for correcting me, Bob. Sorry, John. Good golly, out of Cleveland, N4XYC, Cleveland County, Tennessee. Come on in, John.
Yeah, okay, Jesse, this is November 4th, X-ray Yankee Charlie. You know, I write notes, I write a few notes down during the Liberty Net, and I have a hard time going back and seeing what I wrote down, so I have to use a magnifying glass. But the next topic that I was going to bring up was the election and the election process. And, you know, I really feel like we're done in for if we don't get that straightened out. And I don't have much use for Republicans. You know, they dilly dabble around and. And I just hope that, I just hope and pray for our country that they're going to be able to get this election process straightened out to where we're not going to have another election like we had last time. If we do, we're pretty much finished. And I had one other thought here. I know a lot of you don't like YouTube, but there's still a few people on YouTube that are patriots, and they have just developed a technique to say the right words and code words not to get banned, and one of them is a Tennessean by the name of Reed Hendricks, and his name is not, it's spelled H-E-N-R-I-C-H, Hendricks, and he owns a shooting range at Cumberland Gap, Tennessee, called Valor Ridge. And he's a patriot. And he started out as an Illinois police officer. And, he started out going in the Marine Corps. Then he went to college, and he became an Illinois police officer. And then he was a school teacher for a few years. So he's got a lot of balance in his life. And he's a YouTuber. Would enjoy listening to Reed Hendricks of Valor Ridge, and he's from Illinois, but he's one of us now. He's one of us down here, and so I encourage everyone to watch Reed Hendricks on YouTube. Okay, well that's about it. You know, there's so much to talk about. There's so many bad things going on in our country. Just I don't know where to start. Just do a lot of praying, you know, do a lot of praying for our country. And thank God we had such a great Constitution. And thank God that the Founding Fathers were students of the classics. You know, they studied Rome and Greece and all the ancient civilizations. And they were smart enough to know what worked and what didn't work. And, you know, when they put our Constitution together, they did a pretty damn good job of it, and it's the only thing that's saving us right now is the Second Amendment and the First Amendment and a few of the others. So pray for our country because we sure need it. N4XYC, back to Jesse and Robert of the Liberty Net.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Good golly, John, I appreciate that. I was trying to move my chair back to closer to the mic. All right, thank you. And yeah, there's too much news out here. But you know, I believe that's why the mainstream media quit reporting, because they can't keep up with the lies themselves, so they're scared they'll entrap themselves. All right, thank you, sir. And God bless N4XYC down in Tennessee. Let's see. Mr. Bob, KHJOY. It is your turn, so come on in.
All righty, Jesse. I guess you're having a little dyslexia. So in the event you're out drunk driving, I won't be able to give you a DUI. I'll have to give you an IUD. So just so you know that. I have two things. One of them is good old Schumer, that crazy old SOB in the House of Representatives, is going on and on about we got to change the rules. We got to change the rules to protect democracy. The only problem is that crazy old man could care less about a democracy. But however, they play a recording of him. I believe it is in 05, a much younger Schumer, and he complains that the Republicans possibly want to do away with the filibuster and destroy the democracy. We can't have it. It will destroy the democracy. It's amazing. They forget that there's recording, and they are so flip-floppy and out of control. Write your senators. We do not want to build back better. We want to keep the filibuster. We want criminals put in jail. We need to get this country back. So I have an interesting letter. I won't read the whole thing. It's from a past Liberty Netter. And if he's listening, he says he does. I want to thank him tremendously for his gift. NHWGM. So I got a letter in my P.O. box that says, I heard you on the Liberty Net talking about your shipment for ivermectin stock. I had several friends who ran into the same problem. I ordered ivermectin through Dr. Terry Kenton. She is a doctor up here in Cleveland that speaks about the virus and it's going on and the fact that ivermectin is helpful. Enclosed is four ivermectin pills, which should be more than enough to get you or anyone you know through the election infection. I like that. The election infection. We got the South County, we got the Kung Flu, and now Steve gave us the election infection. Back on their feet. Take one pill with food in the beginning, wait 3 days, take another in about 2 weeks. That should knock out the infection. He says his father was going through the COVID at the age of 89, and he got rid of it without the Fauci-ouchie. He also makes a comment about we're doing a good job as net control and that he listens every week. Have a great year. Steve Tundra, NHWGM. So kind of a nice letter. We live in the same town. He's not been on the radio for quite a few years. I don't really remember what the incident was. I think it was between him and Victor, but I guess we could let that go, of course. But anyhow, I just wanted to throw that out and make an official thank you. If he is listening, I did place a letter in the snail mail to him, so thanking him for that. I have an article for round number three, but I will give it back to you, Jesse. And Laura is going to speak after Martin. Over.
Okay, roger, roger. I'll make sure I notate that, so I appreciate it, Bob. K8JOY into Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I appreciate you being here and running the logger, Bob, and I thank Paul for Paul Shore for doing the recordings and everybody else who's participation tonight. Thank you, Bob. And for ROQ, Mr. Larry, you might be in listening mode, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to make a comment if you're right there at the radio, sir. So if you're there, N4ROQ, come on in and say hello at least. Okay, I guess he's busy taking care of Mom, so we'll pass on Larry just to go around. Hey, N2IRJ, it goes down to you. Come on in, Mr. Marty. What is your thoughts this go around?
Oh, my thoughts are multitudinous. Let me say that I hope Greg is listening at the moment, because Greg, not only do I appreciate the ozone generator and the rural RMS voltmeter, I appreciate your audio. You're on Quasi ESSB, and that's appropriate for a night like tonight. The band is in a hand, so 8 kilohertz would be too much. But I'm seeing your siblings
good and strong up at 4 kilohertz in the bandpass. So I'm trying to return the favor. Right now, I changed from 3.3 transmit kilohertz to 4.1. So I should be filling up your passband if you open it up to accommodate the 4 kilohertz bandwidth. I might switch back to the 3.3 for the net, however. Yeah, I wouldn't damn you if you went narrower, but not too narrow. And as for New Jersey being a rotten state, politically it certainly is. And, of course, they've managed to mess up the ecosystem, too. I'm in the central part, so it's nothing like up in North Jersey where it's downright horrible. And they're making it pretty much here that way. I moved here 31 years ago and built a house in the woods. And they've taken away my way of life. They've destroyed the wildlife. I had blueberry bushes. They're gone. Mint gone. Vic, he gave me plants, black raspberries. He and his wife transplanted them, and now they're gone. The deer eat them. Place is so overpopulated, way too much out of control building, and as a result the animals are dying, and then the little animals who are under the trees and the shrub work, you know, brush work, they die too, and the whole ecosystem dies. I mean, we used to have tree frogs here. They were beautiful little creatures. It's go on our windows and we'd see their suction cups, and if we would go jogging, we'd have to be careful as to not step on one. They're gone too, thanks to the chemical lawns. On our website, LibertyNetRadio.org, we list the book called Fire in the Landscaper, and it explains what happened. And we ended up becoming friends with that author. He's in eastern Pennsylvania. What's his name, Laura? Phil Williams. It's worthwhile. We bought the book again. We have two of his books on that. And we're in email communication, too. We speak the same language, so.
Phil Williams, you think you're out there? Another plug for your book. LibertyNetRadio.org, something that's on her other website, which is logicalinsight.net. And on there, we have a story about Ross Ulbricht. And he is the respected physicist. He had a master's degree, still has a master's degree, who created Silk Road, a place where you could independently purchase freely. But no, Chuck Schumer wanted him to be dead. Chuck Schumer supports the Red Chinese ideal of making Bitcoin illegal. And Ross Ulbricht disagreed, and he created Silk Road. He really didn't run it after a little while. Being a physicist, he needed somebody who knew computers better, a computer programmer guy, and that guy took it over. But it ended up, it went to court. The FBI did all of their corrupt maneuvers, which is in the documentary. It's kind of long. You have to be committed to liberty and freedom if you want to watch it, but I've watched it about 5 times. I've taken my time watching it. Sometimes it's just listening to it so I can understand what unfolded. So in the future, yeah, go to logicalinsight.net and you can look up Ross Ulbricht. That's spelled U-L-B-R-I-C-H-T. It's a name I have trouble remembering, but he was a wonderful young man, and he had a master's degree in physics. He invented Silk Road, the website, using the browser Tor. And for doing that, he was imprisoned, not only for life, but I think 3 extra life sentences on top of that. The documentary shows it all. And it's rarely talked about, and yet it's so darn important. And as for NAWGM, Bob, there are many insults, including his collaboration with N2SAG, the ultimate malignancy and narcissist on frequency, who no longer is a part of LibertyNet, that's for sure. But NAWGM did properly predict about another wrongdoer, to put it mildly. He said, "I told you so," and he did. But I think that I won't get into the details of all that, because at the time there was not a genuine forecasting at heart. there were backstabbing postings on Alfred Parker's chat board. And if that's not enough, unless the Vic is a liar, and he doubly GM co-signed a letter, an email, trying to get me fired when Vic turned over the Liberty Net to me as the net controller all those years. I was established, Vic had retired. He would peek in from time to time. But, yeah, another collaborator was James Devine, who used to be W3JM D Virgil 2, but from what I understand, he's a sonic chief. But I have no proof of that, but I've heard that. So, yeah, I'm glad he did for you what he did. And as for ivermectin, one of my friends has a pharmacist-in-law, and for at least a year, he has been taking ivermectin prophylactically. His dosage is about 20 to 40 milligrams per day, and that's what the New York station checks in here is doing for a while. And I wrote Jesse an email when he was very sick. Maybe that would help. I've never had that drug in my life, but I think that I've lived through COVID-19 direct from the symptoms, and I think my wife did too. The main thing about it is the lingering effect. And I've had worse flu by far in my day as a child. Much worse when I'm having to have a blood transfusion through my forehead as an infant. The flu was so bad. I forgot the name of it, but it was some kind of oriental flu back in 1956, 57, 58, in that area. Back in those days, you were allowed to call it by where it originated from, such as this latest strain, which I think is from Africa, but you have to call it the Omicron. What's it called? Do you remember? Omicron? Or something like that. It's the one that I think Bob had. And if you're hearing me, John N4XYC, you're not on the same frequency I am. You're close. You're about 50 cycles high. Just thought I'd mention that. And with that, I will turn it over to Laura, who has been coming back to the park. She is in the bedroom with her laptop talking back channel in the chat room. And Netlogger, and I'm over in the amateur radio room, separate place. So now she's here with me.
Good evening, everyone. Doing a spanking job with the LibertyNet, and very thankful to all who are participating. And what Marty was speaking about, the Silk Road case, that's on logicalinsight.net under reflection. You'll see that in there. And also Phil Williams, he mentioned the author. Phil has excellent podcasts, lots of interesting information on his website and his YouTube channel. That's on the front page of libertynetradio.org. Be sure to use the right suffix, .org. And I'll turn it back over to you, Jesse, and thank you, everyone.
Can you say that again, your call sign?
Thank you, and to JTT.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Marty, into IOJ, and thank you, Ms. Laura. It's good to hear you on the air as well, into JTT. And thank you, guys, and always a pleasure. And good information. I tell you what, and we need to start focusing on a local level of what's going on in everybody's backyard. Thank you, guys. Let's see. That was N2IRJ out of New Jersey, and Ms. Laura into JTT, net manager and web manager, Ms. Laura. Let's see. Going down the list. Good golly. WB2JAX. Come on in, Mr. Gary. It goes back up to you. How's, well, what's the next round going to be from New Jersey?
I have to make a comment with Marty. New Jersey, we are still overpopulated. Our purpose, I guess, for the money makers in Point Pleasant. We just had a few years ago, and we had a big complex flex on Arnold Avenue.
Republican now running for governor in Pennsylvania, accused Biden of flying border crossers and illegal aliens to different communities of the state.
Requesting information on the secret migrant flight, told Fox Business Channel Biden was actually siphoning funds allocated for coronavirus testing and using it to fly border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. The idea that they would do this, attempt to do it secretly, had... I tried to rehearse this word. At night, Bowser said. He said, I went down to the airport the next day to see what was going on, and there were many eyewitnesses that divulged everything to me. And that's the only way that we really found out. Through leaks. And I'll tell you something else. The American people need to know what HHS did. They diverted billions of dollars of funding that was dedicated for tests to bring in unaccompanied minors, illegal minors, into the U.S. And then it says, emphasis added. This woke agenda of the residents is at the expense of the American people that is happening every day. Because the border is so overwhelmed, they're now putting on these planes sent to different parts of the country, particularly Allentown, along with Scott Mars. We understand we're going in the New York metro area, but that's just anecdotal. The Biden administration has helped entice nearly 2 million border crossers and illegal aliens to arrive at the southern border in 2021. In addition, his administration estimates that about 500,000 illegal aliens successfully crossed into the U.S. undetected by border control. Meanwhile, as of late October, Biden has released more than 530,000 border crossers and illegal aliens in the U.S. interior. This is only includes the 20% of the unemployment. That's our money, folks. That is our money. And we took this money and used it to bring in people that have gotten it.
Well,
Clint, you said it. You know, they've been doing this for some time, and the American people need to dang wake up and pay attention and start looking at what's going on around them. If this administration, this installed government, hasn't figured it out by now, you know, people ain't figured out what these people are doing by now, then they are definitely burying their head in the sand. Thank you, Clint. Appreciate you being here tonight, and very good comments. All right, wow, don't get me stirred up with that. All right, this is KG4ZHC, Clearwood Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo, Mr. Clint out of Michigan, behind enemy lines up there. K1YW, Mr. Greg, you still with us, sir?
Yeah, I'm still here, Jesse. The band, I guess, seems pretty long. I was looking at the NAM teletype up around 4 megahertz, and that, well, it's getting pretty weak. It was like S9 plus 5 dB. So when it gets low, that means the band is going far out. Anyway, how's the copy holding up?
Well, so far I got you still solid about anywhere from 10 to 15 over.
Okay, very good. Well, that's great. Let's see. I don't know if anyone has been watching Joe Rogan episodes, but the last couple are very, very good and informative. He first had on Dr. Peter McCullough, one of the world's top cardiologists, most published doctor, hundreds of medical papers, and he's just an amazing, knowledgeable doctor trying to do the right thing, trying to hold up his Hippocratic oath and not cave into the regime. And then the last Joe Rogan interview is with Dr. Robert Malone, who is one of the inventors of the messenger RNA platform, I guess. Anyway, they both laid out on the line what's going on, and it's great that Joe Rogan has the fortitude and the courage to put on these truth tellers and these good doctors, whereas a lot of the other doctors out there, I guess they're maybe they'll be facing some kind of Nuremberg style trial in the future. I don't know how they could stand to live with themselves. But anyway, check out Joe Rogan. I think he's Spotify. He's on all the different platforms. He might even still be on YouTube. I don't know, but you can catch him. Just search for JRE Experience, you know, the Joe Rogan Experience. Anyway, I'll send it back to you, Jesse. Good to hear you again, and Marty sounded good. And hello to Bob and everyone else out there. So it's good to be back on the net, and I got my antenna up just as soon as the band started to go down into the crapper again, I suppose. I know it has been better. The solar flux has been up there, but now it's back down to like 80 or something. So probably because I showed up. That's probably the reason. So KG4 Zulu X-ray Charlie, K1YW.
All right, well, very good, Greg. And, yeah, it's not because you showed up. You know better than that. Hey, well, thank you. And you're sounding great. I'm still copying you, Lima Charlie here, so no problem hearing you in the Northwest PA. And, yeah, Pennsylvanians, you need you guys need to wake up and see what's going on and what happened around us. Hey, thank you, Greg, and I'm hoping to hear you on Saturday night as well. So, hey, thanks for being here, and we got one more round to go if you want to stick around.
Yeah, I'll be here. So keep going, Jesse.
Hey, very good. Hey, this is Wednesday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. I'm KT4ZXC out of the election fraud state of Pennsylvania. Hey, moving down the list. Let's see, KB3PTT has left the building. So Swan Bob, thanks for being here tonight. If you're still listening, and a KLQ, Mr. Jim out of West Virginia, also stopping by, who came in and out. Thanks, guys, for being here. All right, going back to the top of the list, let me take a quick pause, see if there's anyone else that would like to join us.
I hear a W0.
W0, yeah. Give me your call again. Okay, Whiskey Zero, Mexico, Yankee, Quebec. Yeah, we do copy you, sir. Where are you located?
Southwest Missouri.
Well, good evening, sir. What's the name down there?
Hey, the handle of the virus, Mexico, Yankee, Romeo, Oscar, November, Myron. Just wondering if you're tonight. You know, you got such a good signal in here. I thought
Hey, Roger, Roger. You're a little bit light. I'm pulling you out with the help of my preamp, but we do hear you in there, sir. Anything you would like to add before we move back to the 73 round there, Mike?
No, just drop in, drop down. Drop in, say hello, and you know, you're in the mail. You guys have sounded pretty good down here today.
Okay, well, it must be that prediction that Greg made that the band is getting long, so that must be our signal. Hey, well, very good, Byron. Thank you for being here, and we'll give you a last call on the last go-around just in case you want to throw something in there.
Okay, thanks a lot. I probably won't be around.
Okay, well, we'll put you on in and out. So, Myron, take care. W0MYQ,
73.
All right, moving to the top of the list. Or to anyone else? Okay, well, it goes back up to the very top, which is me. Let me see. KG4ZXC is my call. And let's see. I don't really have a whole lot more I wanted to add, but I did stumble across this one article. I thought that would be appropriate for the 73 round. The National Geographic's author lies in a newly published book, and she's saying that, says that Kyle Rittenhouse killed two black men. Well, there's another lawsuit for Kyle Rittenhouse because the National Geographic author, Egyptologic Kara Cooney is her name. Kara Cooney. She released a book in November that falsely claimed Kyle Rittenhouse killed two black men in Kenosha. She should probably stick to her Egyptian history and leave U.S. Politics out of it, because that's clearly not her area of expertise, the report goes into. So, by now, everyone knows that the name Kyle Rittenhouse, but somehow there's still some misconception held by some uninformed people that he killed two black men on August 25th, which is not true. So Rittenhouse shot three white men. And that's the fact. So no black men were involved in this incident. So I just thought I'd bring that up. So people need to pay attention and start getting the facts. quit assuming. You know what happens when you assume, ladies and gentlemen. You make a, you know, I ain't going to go into further detail there, but you get the point. Hey, this is KG4ZXC. Let me get down here to the logger to bring it up one more time. Mr. John, N4XYC, what you got for the 73 round?
Yeah, okay, Jesse. Well, not really, not much. I just hope everyone had a good Christmas holiday and a safe New Year, and we'll pray that 2022 is going to be a better year and that we turn the corner. You know, the Democrats, they're not the old-fashioned Democrats that our parents and our aunts and uncles and grandparents. This is not the same breed of cat. This is a Marxist revolutionary criminal, international criminal crime organization. And so we got to get a handle on the elections, and you need to stay updated on what's happening locally in your area and with your state. If not, you could become active in trying to get some of these laws changed to where there'll never be another election like what happened to us in 2020. So anyway, good to hear you, Jesse. Good to hear Bob and everyone else on the Liberty Net. And Tennessee's got an ice storm headed at us. It's supposed to be 17 degrees Friday morning, so get your coal oil ready and wash your keep your powder dry and let's hunker in the bunker. So 73 and good night from November 4th, X-ray Yankee Charlie, John in Cleveland, Tennessee.
Okay, John, thank you again for being here in 4XYC, and yeah, everybody needs to be on top of what's going on around them, and let's not give up. Let's stay vigilant, guys. Thank you, John, and God bless. Take care. K-A-J-O-Y, it goes down to you, Mr. Bob, so come on in.
Well, Jesse, I think it's really interesting that you would bring that article where they say Kyle Rittenhouse killed two black men. Again, racism is on life support in this country, and people are doing everything they can to keep it alive, to tell lies, and to keep the separation between us. We dealt with this in the 60s. This is history. But yet, they cannot stop making it an issue. I want to remind everybody, the Democrats, and this is history, and this is factual, the Democratic Party was the founders of the Ku Klux Klan. That is historically true. So why do they make it sound like all these white supremacist white men are a bunch of nasty human beings? That has got to stop. But that rhetoric is why we're having things like that Illinois officer being executed. That is why we're having a Cleveland City police officer shot in the back twice by a black female in a carjacking, of which, everybody, she was paid $150 to carjack his motor vehicle. He lost his life for $150. Clint sent me something interesting. Let me turn off this SDR because it is kind of echoing in the background. So Clint sent me something interesting. Where is the microphone? I think it's right there. And it says, Robert, a very reputable source is with monitoring on Web SDR. He just told me that the Star Commonwealth in Albion, Michigan, is housing a bunch of those illegal aliens that are being shipped in. If you wish, you can tell everybody. He's also saying they are all under the ages of 17 years of age, and federal agents down there are watching them. So there's a piece to go with that. Jesse, for the 73 round, and I'm really sorry, I really sound like I'm on a a kick here tonight because they're black and white. But it is becoming such a problem. It is always in our face. Not everybody in this country is racist, but the racist card is always being played. Again, I point you to the Capitol. Lieutenant Byrd was a black policeman for the Capitol Police. He shot and killed an unarmed white veteran, and it's no big deal to the media. He even said that he didn't see her hand when he was interviewed and that he was in fear of his life. She's coming through a window and he's got a damn firearm. What if was he? But nevertheless, here's another interesting article. This is from The Blaze. Black climbers will climb Mount Everest to break down intentional lack of access for black people. Now, I'm sorry, people. Nowhere in the book is it written that only the white man can climb Mount Everest. That's not written anywhere. A group of black mountain climbers are gearing up to summit Mount Everest this year with the stated mission of exposing what they claim is racism and colonial history embedded in mountaineering. Come on, that's like saying, oh, only a white man can fly an airplane. That's crap. Only one black American has ever reached the summit of Mount Everest, the tallest mountain in the world, 29,032 feet. But a group of nine highly experienced mountaineers may change that in May. The group, under the name of Full Circle Everest Expedition, say they hope to change the narrative about black mountaineers. Nowhere in Dick's Sporting Goods does it say only white men can buy rope. Black men can buy rope also. They can buy carabiners. Again, this is just getting out of control. I hear black people don't do that all the time when I talk about my climbing, said one member, a 28-year-old Rosemary Saul, told the Washington Post. That only perpetuates the stereotype. It's important to change the narrative. Okay, these are black people that say, I hear black people don't do that all the time. Go climb the damn mountain! I don't see the problem here. There's been an initial lack of access for black people when New Zealand explorer Hillary first summoned the Mount Everest. Black people couldn't even vote in this country. This expedition is all about the showing. Yes, we can do it. Of course you can do it. No one said you can't do it. The expedition is very timely, as I think many brands and organizations are beginning to recognize the colonial history of mountain climbing. Oh, my God. So that means the colonial history of being in a goddamn wagon train. Let's see. Full Circle is crowdfunding the expedition, and the group has raised more than $150,000 to date. The group's GoFundMe page shares its mission to help reshape the narrative about outdoor experiences. Okay, let's talk about another thing where the blacks are being held back. They're killing more of themselves than the white man. Blacks kill more blacks than whites kill whites. So is that racist? Everest is not the end goal, but just the beginning. Our expedition will reshape the narrative of the outdoors to one that is inclusive and where everyone belongs. Each member of this team has a powerful story to share, and Pages states, together we speak to many histories, traditions, and ancestry. Oh my God, this is just unbelievable. Remember, everybody, we voted a black man in as the president of the United States. Nobody said that you can't climb Mount Everest. But of course, we've got to make it about race. Pretty soon, and I think this is going to happen, we're going to have to change the fact that snow is white. Because that's racist. No black snow falls. It's all white snow. My God, These Democrats have got to stop destroying us and separating us by this racist narrative that is all crap. Back to you, Mr. Jesse.
Well, they say if you tell a lie long enough, Bob, that people will believe it. And unfortunately, that is so true. And they beat the dead horse to the point where it turns to powder. And that's the final word that you always hear. The lie just keeps going and going and going. This sounds like the Energizer Bunny, don't it? Hey, this is KG4ZXC. And yeah, you're right, Bob. I tell you, it's a complete mess for your final.
It just amazes me how much stuff is put on that term racism. And now the new talking point is, and our Democratic libtards are saying, the America's original sin, the slavery, America's original sin. If you go back in the Bible, it talks about slaves and servitude. If you look today in modern times in countries over in Europe, slavery and servitude is still being practiced in the Communist China Party. Slavery and servitude is still being practiced. But now our talking heads, including Sippy Cup Joe, is saying the original American sin. Dear God, help us. Over.
Well, you're right, Bob. I'll tell you, we need everybody to stay on top and pray for this great country and our nation. And yeah, you're right. It's only escalating, and people need to stop worrying about everything else and start focusing on what's important. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it, sir, and thanks for being here tonight.
Roger, roger. I will stay here till the end.
All right. Clear with Mr. Bob, KJOY, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC out of Lexington Frost, state of Pennsylvania. Once again, here in the Allegheny Mountains, where it is colder than a well digger's butt. I don't know what temperature is outside, but I can feel a draft. Anyway, good morning. It ain't morning yet, but it's coming up on it. Mr. Marty, hang on a second, Marty. Stand by. Mr. Larry, in for ROQ. Are you still with us, sir? If you're in there, I'd like to see if you wanted to make a comment. Okay, I'm hearing nothing from Mr. Larry, so thanks for being here, Larry, N4ROQ out of Tennessee. N2IRJ, Mr. Marty, it goes down to you, sir. Come on in.
Somebody said he was returning, and then after you asked for Larry's comment, somebody said no comment. It was at a low level. I'll leave a pause if there's a station coming back.
No station, just continue, Mark.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Well, as Bob stated very clearly, I'm tired of the word racism. There's not even a cogent definition anymore. I don't know if there ever was. It's just an emotional time bomb. I mean, K1YW, your bandwidth was 3,800 that time. It is exactly what the bellwether in AM predicts. You're right about that. What is that? People on Liberty Net for years, we peak a little bit above our frequency of 3995 KC. We go to 4005 KC, and that is a military station, Navy. The name of the station is NAM. And it's an oldie by goodie. And boy, did they put a signal here to Central New Jersey during ideal band conditions or enhanced band conditions. It's only about 300 miles south of my location around Norfolk, Virginia. And it's very old, especially in the RTTY department. It's 800 hertz spacing. Back in those days, they needed to do that much, which I think is kind of neat. And it's still there. I like visiting history. So if you go to 4005, you'll see
can hear what we're talking about. Well, you'll see it if you have a scope panoramic adapter. And I'll mention that to further what Greg said about the band going long, I could barely hear West Virginia, which is where N2JTT is from. I'm trying to see the call sign here, N8KLQ Jim, and also W0MYQ in southwest Missouri. Hello out there from Marty in central New Jersey. And I think there's one other station that was going down because of, I know, WB2JAX. You're my neighbor. You're in Point Pleasant. I'm in Jackson, New Jersey, and I've heard you on for a long time. Back then, I was listening to you from Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and I figured when I get here, it will be nice if we have near vertical incident skyway, but we don't have that tonight. The band is going long, so we're not at a great distance to hear each other very well, but I do look forward to times when we can have a one-on-one queue, so I will say that regarding this discussion about COVID-19, one of our LibertyNet participants, K4HZY, Nyssa, in Southern Virginia, she is really a bookworm and a half, and that's probably not the right word. She's far, far beyond that. She's a scholar. She reads books with comprehension and then puts the reviews on LibertyNetRadio.org. We welcome others to do the same. Over the years, we've had certain excerpts from Auburn, W9, Father and Mother, W9FAM, and sometimes Morse code, you just might see one of those quotations. You know, why do you hate your grandchildren? Yeah, check on our website, because every couple weeks we have a new little Morse code line to decode and learn Morse code. By the end of the year, if you do it, it won't hurt. You'll learn some Morse code, and that's a good thing. Anyway, I will note that this is in the process of reading a 1,000-page documentary on the COVID-19 situation, and it is wholesomely coming out in favor of what libertarians have been contending all along. The truth has been suppressed, and good people have been injured. And she has the scientific data to back it up there, and historical precedent. Of course, I object on philosophical grounds, too, to what has been done by the insane inmates who are running the worldwide insane asylum. The other comment I'll make is, before I spoke about a certain amateur radio operator I had on the LibertyNet before, who was a liberal, and some people poo-pooed me for doing that, but I said we have to give free thought extension to everyone, and if we're good enough, we'll come up with a rational reason to be able to dispute the liberals' argument. And over the holidays, I had one liberal in-law. Fortunately, I was surrounded by others of like mind for a change. I'm glad for that. Usually it's the other way around. And this person, when confronted with the truth, just collapsed, couldn't answer. For example, this person is against the Second Amendment, is against the Castle Doctrine in Pennsylvania. If a criminal breaks into your house with intent to do bodily harm, you're permitted to not only use lethal force to protect yourself, you're not a candidate to be prosecuted. The law says you cannot be prosecuted. It goes out of its way to protect Second Amendment rights. However, where I am in New Jersey, just the opposite. You have to let the criminal come in, do his dirty work, and hopefully you can flee and get away. This person lives in New Jersey, and I said, how do you like that? I gave her the quotation of Bob's, and that is, when seconds count, the police are only a few minutes away. She goes, what does that mean? Like, wait a minute, you graduated from college, you got a master's degree in science, but still, I think you should have been able to decode that. And she couldn't. And so I said, in other words, you'll be killed. Your children will be killed. Do you like that idea? Wouldn't it be better to be like your husband, who's in the military, he's in the army, he's a captain, and he has a weapon? Notice I don't use the word firearm anymore, Bob. He trained me properly. Use a weapon. Same with the rifle. So she just collapsed, and that's how it ended. I couldn't get anything more out of her. Her only answer at the end was, why could you never shoot another human being? So go figure, as the phrase goes. So I look forward to Mrs. Report. I want to say about the person in Michigan. His friend, as you know, I mentioned earlier, got a COVID-19 shot. And he thought that he couldn't then give the COVID-19 to someone else. So about a month after the shot, he died, went to this person's house, gave it to him, and that person will no longer talk to the first guy because there's a liberal jerk. He bought the bullshit from the mainstream media. And by doing so, he harmed a good man who didn't deserve to get COVID-19. Also, the last item I'll say about this person, he used to be a flaming liberal. But on the Liberty Net, we've talked, we've explained. I've talked on the phone to him. The final kick in the ass was this. He was in Ann Arbor, Michigan. As a white man, unarmed, and he got assaulted by blacks who beat the piss out of him. They broke his ribs. He reported it to the police. They would do nothing. They're under orders not to prosecute blacks at this time. It creates too much contention. Is this crazy? Is this insane? Next thing they'll be saying, well, it happened in a neighborhood where there's Sharia law, and we're going to turn it over to Sharia people making evidence in their courts. Get up to me next. That's going to be the BS on top of the already existing BS. So anyway, guess what this ham radio operator did, who was liberal? He converted right away. He woke up. What did he do?
He woke.
He voted for Trump.
That was a mistake.
And when he told his liberal friends, their jaws just dropped to the ground. How could you? But he did. So he's one of us now. So it took years and years, and then a final blow, but he came over to see the more logical way of viewing reality. I will end with some Morse code when the time comes, because our recording technician wanted me to do that. Well, sure. Just a quick goodbye. And so with this, I'll turn it back to you, Jesse. This is Marty, N2IRJ, in Central New Jersey.
Okay, thank you, Marty. And, very good. wow, that's awesome. And you couldn't have put that any better. N2IRJ, Mr. Marty, our net manager, appreciate you being here tonight, and always good to hear you. And you sounded bodacious, sounding great, so thank you. All right, Miss Laura, also right there with you, if she's still with you, tell her thank you for being here tonight. If she wants to add anything before we move on into JTT, do you have anything, does Miss Laura have anything, Marty?
Thanks for asking. I think I hear her stirring in the other room. I don't know if she's going to come. Well, maybe she is going to come. Before she speaks, I want to finish saying about NISA, K4HGY. She bought a book for some bucks, and so did my wife, Laura, at NTJTT. It's 1,000 pages long. And earlier in the week when we chatted, maybe like a month, over a week ago, she was 13% done. So that would be 130 pages. And now she's about 7% done. Now that is dedication. So once she finishes, she'll be able to give me information. If I could somehow get the phone patch hooked back up, she could say it over the air herself like she used to on LibertyNet. Of course, you can't condense 1,000 pages in one transmission, but like I said earlier, she emailed me test results. how they break it down. So I'm thinking on Saturday, Liberty, I should read the whole thing. Read the whole thing. It might take 10 minutes, but it's a very worthwhile email. She put a lot of heart into it to scientifically debunk the Bidens of the world and such. Laura is here on my shoulder. I'm going to take it away and teach HCT.
Yes, hello there, Jesse, Robert, Greg. I don't want to miss anyone. But hello, well, Steve, all the names,
yeah.
Paul and Jean listening, Clint, John, Gary, our neighbor, Bob. I hope I didn't miss you one.
Yeah, I
did apologize.
Gary, we knew the Hoosier is out of Point Pleasant, but yeah, I don't think it's that small of a world. We've lost track of them, though.
Yeah, so, Jesse, to answer your question on NetLogger, Nessa, K4HCY, and Nessa K4HCY, a very dear friend of ours, she is the one who, by the way, created LibertyNetRadio.org and LogicalInsight.net, and Nessa taught me how to build websites, so... very good friend. She's been on the Liberty Nets for quite a long time. True Marty's patch. She's down in Virginia. Another Virginian.
She can't put up an antenna, so that's why she comes through. I have this phone patch I've had for 10 years, I guess.
She can.
I also have Skype. I have Mumble. We call her Blueberry, the raspberry patch? I forget what that's called. The cabbage patch. The cabbage
that's
patch,
right.
Yeah. And all these wires are messed up right now, and I only have the ability to transmit and listen some. I can't really record effectively, and not to mention the interference now. The neighbors purchased Christmas toys to put out RFI. So, back to you, Laura.
And I just wanted to say that Contessa has some yellow, so to all. And there was something else I was going to comment on, but I don't recall. Yes, it's a book about fashion, and it's an excellent book. I have ordered the same. It will be here in a few days, and I'll be reading it as well. And I did get it for my cousin and her husband, who live close by. So that's a book that's highly recommended. The title, I'm trying to think of it, but it is, it's surprising. It's by a Democrat.
I haven't even read it yet.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It's a book about Fauci. I don't recall the title. But if you do a search on Amazon, you'll be able to find it. Okay, I'll say 7-3 for now, and thank you, everyone, who made this a great Liberty Net. Appreciate everyone's efforts, and thanks to everyone who checks in there, into JT2.
Oh, the Liberty Nets come together more and more all the time. I'm so happy to the Liberty Net family. And, again, excuse me, I'm clearing my throat. There's a lot of effort behind the scenes to make a website, a good website, and we have Liberty Net people contributing. So if you would like to contribute and say your piece, we'll put it on the website. And you can write us, and you can just explore the website, see where you go. We have space weather, and we have the
NAIS,
and the Uribez, that's another one. That's where it started, the Russians infiltrating Berkeley University in California, and Harvard on the East Coast, and whining and dining the professors, and telling them how Marxism is the better way. And then they would tell their students, and they'd buy into, and next thing you know, we have a polluted population that's hopeless. And that's what the Russians say. The best way to defeat an enemy is not on the battlefield. It's so inefficient.
Trump was.
It's by destroying them mentally, psychological warfare. If you render your enemy confused and in a state of demoralization, that's what they do. And that's what we have now. The young kids and all, especially,
sure left Trump in a state of confusion.
Then you can take them over. And we've been taken over. And we're so stupid when I say we, not me or the libertarians, but those others. We sometimes refer to as liberals. Maybe there should be a different name for that because the meaning has changed over the years. But those others of the non-scientific mind, yeah, they need to be exposed. They need to be mobilized, deactivated, because they are running on autopilot to destroy this society.
the shootings, the racial issues Bob spoke of, the killing of the cops, I mean, the whole nine yards goes back to an upside-down society.
But you attacked
so
the Capitol.
We need to read, understand, and then convey on liberty units and other places. And no matter how small of an impact we make, is some as opposed to nothing. These are people who are screwed up in the brain, originally done by
a woman who speaks about screwed up in the brain.
Autopilot, as I said before, getting a frog in my throat again. I should have my cough switch hooked up. Anyway, we're on autopilot. What do I mean by that? Americans are doing it to each other and to ourselves, to the entire nation. We don't need the Russians to meddle anymore. They've done
it. You are.
Sit back and smoke a cigar and relax. This country is on auto-destruct, imploding from within. I said my piece anymore, Laura?
Yes, just wanted to say hello to John.
You're doing a good
for
job.
XYZ, I hope
America.
I got that call right. And hello to Larry. Larry, I hope your mother, think about you and your mother, and just hope all is well there.
Yeah, that
and
worries me whenever Larry. I hear she's having a down spell.
And for ROQ, Larry. In Tennessee.
Oh,
so,
speaking
73, let Mark turn it back over to Marty. This is N2JTT.
Speaking of downspells and people becoming elderly, an oldie but damn good Coleman Shackle Ford.
Oh, yeah.
FKF? What was his call sign?
WB4FKF.
WB4FKF.
London, Kentucky.
His birthday is
January 15th.
Yeah, the middle of this month. I wasn't going to say the exact date, but yeah, that's true. And he is going to be up around 90, I think.
93.
And he wants to hear Liberty Nets, but he doesn't really have the ability anymore. His shack is outside. It's too cold.
Thank goodness for him.
He was a contributor and a smart contributor. Probably he is right pretty close up there to the big class, really. He was that good. So level-headed, so smart, common sense. So I phoned him a couple weeks ago, and I found out his status. And yeah, advancing age really is taking its toll. I really wish I could get him on through a phone patch or something, but that's probably not possible. But he might be able to hear us on the LibertyNet. I think we'll put something on the webpage about him.
Okay, we should probably turn back over to Jesse. Let me just a quick hello also to Bob K3PET, I think, and also fellow West Virginian Jim Q, I believe, and NATLQ. N2JTT, turn back over to you, Jesse.
Turning it
back
to Jesse from N2IRJ.
Okay, very good. And thank you, Marty and Miss Laura, into IRJ, Net Manager, and Miss Laura into JTT. Actually, she's the boss. Just remember that, guys. Hi, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC out of the Election Fraud State of Pennsylvania, clear with into IRJ and Miss Laura into JTT. Before I move down to Mr. Gary, stand by 1 second. Gary, you are on deck. So stand by, sir. I want to go ahead and thank Miss Nessa for doing the Liberty Net Radio web building. Thank you, Nessa, if you're out there listening tonight. I appreciate that very much. It's good to have some things moving forward for a change. And I'm looking forward to this year of the Liberty Net. So thank you, guys. And Mr. Paul, also Paul Shore, for doing the recordings before I forgot. All right, moving down to Gary out of beautiful New Jersey once again. Mr. Gary, WB2JAX. Come on in, sir.
We have found Just to get the thing through. So it's not really a food, folks.
can hear you. But Trump took it.
Okay, thank you, Clint. And yeah, the FDA has been bought off like everything else in this country, and you cannot trust pharma. You cannot trust the FDA to do the right thing. You can't even trust the doctors. Half the doctors that still exist in the hospitals right now are under payoff conditions. So, yeah, we're corrupt to the core, and it's going to take people like the Liberty Netters out here to restore order and keep it going. With that, thank you, Clint. God bless you too, sir. Always a pleasure. Mr. Greg, K1YW, you got any final comments you would like to add, Greg? Come on in.
Okay, Jesse, yeah, the band is even longer now. That 10 a.m. station is like S8. I've never seen it so low, but I'm sure it's been lower. But, yeah, I guess with the way things are going, it's it was all laid out by this KGB defector, Yuri Bezmenov, back in 1984. Look him up. You know, he goes over all the basic points that we're seeing today. Demoralization of the people, destruction of a culture, loss of faith in institutions, on and on. And it was all laid out back then, 1984, and he was a, he defected from the KGB, exactly what's happening here. Propaganda being so strong, and it's propaganda, a lot of it is this two-party system, too, that I think we have to realize is duping a lot of people, and it's part of a division process, so people may not want to hear it, but I think it's what's going on. It works very effectively. So check out Yuri Bezmenov on YouTube or wherever on the web. You'll get the whole lowdown. No surprise. No surprise. Anyway, I'll just say goodnight to everyone. Anyway, good to hear you all again, and good to hear Marty, and hopefully the end conditions will improve. The sun may rise from the dead or something. I hope it will. So back to you, Jesse. KG4ZXC, K1YW.
Okay, Roger, Roger. Standby check-in. Okay, Roger, Roger, Greg, and thank you for being here tonight. K1YW, and always appreciate your comments and input. And yeah, I will look that up. Greg, out of Pocahontas, Stannis Landing, K1YW, Mr. Greg, 73, saying thank you. Let's see, Mr. Frank, WB2 GIO, I believe. Was that you?
Hey, you recognize my voice. How about that?
Well, I tell you what, Frank, we're coming down to the bottom of the list. Stand by. We got one more in front of you, and I'll let you have it.
Okay.
Hey, we're very good. W2GIO, Frank out of Fishkill, New York. Good deal. Thanks for joining us tonight. Let me don't forget KB3PET out of Pennsylvania, Swan Bob. He is not with us now, but he may be still listening. Thanks for being here. N8 Kilo Lima, Quebec. Mr. Jim out of West Virginia, thanks for being here tonight. They checked in and out already. So it goes down to Mr. Myron, W0MYQ out of Missouri. You still there and copying, sir?
KJ Time,
maybe. W0MYQ, you copy? Okay, I guess he left the building. All right, were they another station trying to check in? Okay, hearing nothing. W2GIO, Mr. Frank, come on in, sir. What you got to bring to the table tonight?
W2GIO. Well, I don't have any special news. The only thing I know.
We're going to have a 22 election because of it. They're going to keep this corona crap, this new variant. They're going to release something else that's going to try to do more fear-mongering among actually releasing something in some form, I'm sure. So, hey, be prepared for anything. Hey, W2GIO, out of Fishkill, New York. Thank you, sir. God bless, and always a pleasure hearing from you, Frank. Hey, we're at the bottom. bottom of the list, ladies and gentlemen, I'm KG4ZXC out of the voter election fraud state of Pennsylvania and voter fraud state. Yep. The elected officials are giving it their best to keep Dominion from doing testing on their machine because we know it has been manipulated. All right. Well, anyway, we're at the top of the list. Once again, the 73 round is done. I want to ask if there's any more gripes, moans, groans, or complaints, or anything, other comments that anyone would like to add before we get ready to shut the net down for tonight, please call now. Look down the list, I'd like to go ahead and thank everybody for being here. N4XYC, John, out of Tennessee. KAJLY, Bob, out of Ohio. N4RQ, Larry, out of Tennessee. N2IRJ, Mr. Marty, out of New Jersey with his lovely wife, Miss Laura. N2JTT, thank you for being there. W2JAX, Gary, always a pleasure, sir. KC8, Echo, Hotel Romeo, Clint. God bless you, sir. Thanks for being here tonight. K1YW, Mr. Greg, thank you for being here, and glad to hear you again. I'll give you a landline soon. KB3PET out of Pennsylvania, Mr. Bob, NAKLQ, thank you, Mr. Jim, for being here. W0MYQ out of Missouri, Myron. Kilo Lima, Oscar, Charlie Papa out of Tennessee, Michael, thanks for dropping by. And Mr. Frank from Fishkill, New York, thank you, sir. All right, as we close the night's Liberty Net, I'd like to thank Bob for running the net logger and everyone who's participated. And I'd like to remind everybody of our founding father, Vic, W1WCR, who is no longer with us. God bless you, sir. You're in our thoughts and prayers. And Mr. Bob, I want to allow you to close the net. So thank you, everybody. Over to you, Bob.
All right, Mr. Jesse. So as Mr. Jesse closes the window on this night's Liberty Net, Mr. Jesse and I want to wish Mrs. Calabas a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to Silent Keys, W1WCR, Victor, W9FAM, Bird, K8INE, Jim, KN4CF, Robert, N3GBA, Mike, W2WCW, Frank, W8MTB, Harvey, K4GAR, Harrison, KB2DYD, Dennis, KE2LO, Eugene, N2IWN, Owen, and KI2J, Mike. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. Dear Lord, please look over our soldiers, our sailors, our airmen, our Marines, and our Coast Guard, and please watch over our first responders. This being 2021 being the most deadly year for our law enforcement, it is truly a sad thing to have in this great country called America. With that being said, let me pass for the final closing ribbon back to KG4ZX in the sea.
All right, Bob, thank you very much for that. And like I said before, thank you, everybody, for being here tonight. And bless all you shortwave listeners out there as well. I didn't want to forget you guys for being here. And thank you for all the emails coming in to Bob and Marty and myself. Thank you, guys. All right, this is KG4ZXC out of Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania. We're closing the Liberty Net down at 12:31 a.m. on the East Coast side. And I say God bless this great country and God save America. This is KG4ZXC.
N2JTT for a quick comment. Greg, K1YW, if you're still listening, I meant to also thank you very much for the ozone generator and the
Luke, and it's very good to hear you in there again. We must hear you in there. So, 73 into JTT.
Yeah. We don't apologize for covering up a heckler into IOJ.
Neither do I. KG4ZXC and 73's Bob and everybody else.
73 is good night. See you on Saturday.
Three's Laura.
Thank you both. A thanking job, as always. So,
73, 88,
and 2 JTP.
Jesse, where was that? I mean, I know it's 2W, and I wasn't really
fine.
JTP.